News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government has announced several changes to the recently introduced property tax regime. Among the changes is the introduction of a new range of rates against which property taxes will be calculated. The lowest band is 0.5% and the highest 0.9%. Under the prior regime, the lowest rate was 0.8% and the highest was 1.3%. The government has, however, retained the flat $1,000 tax on all properties valued up to $400,000. This will benefit 110,303 persons.
With this change in the tax rates, 448,360 owners of these parcels of land, or 58% of the 776,000 properties, will now see a reduction or no change in their property tax. And indeed, this is a big increase from the 35% who would have benefited based on the previously announced rates for this fiscal year.
Finance Minister Audley Shaw addressing Parliament on Tuesday. Mr. Shaw's statement was in response to widespread concerns about increases in property tax. Meanwhile, Finance Minister Audley Shaw is again urging property owners who feel aggrieved by the increases in their property tax to take advantage of available relief mechanisms. Mr. Shaw says some 6,848 properties valued at over $20 million are expected to see property tax increases on average ranging from 201% to 604%. Most of these properties, he notes, are commercial, which includes hotels, industrial, agricultural, or subdivisions. Only 2,062 are residential properties.
Where properties are part of a business, such as a hotel or a farm, I want to emphasize that relief is available for such property owners, including write-off of the property taxes against income taxes and special relief of up to 50% of the taxes for agricultural properties.
The finance minister is also reiterating that the government has waived all penalties on current property tax liabilities for this fiscal year. He adds that Tax Administration Jamaica is willing to facilitate arrangements for payments over time where difficulties arise. The HeartTrust NTA has increased its grant to the Students Loan Bureau SLB by 100% to provide support for students pursuing technical, vocational, education and training programs at the tertiary level. State Minister in the Education, Youth and Information Ministry Floyd Green says the decision came after deliberations by the entity's board and is based on surplus generated last year.
So this year we'll be giving the Student Loan Bureau $213 million to finance loans. That's over 100% increase of what was given last year.
Minister Green was speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne on the Jamaica Information Services television program Issues and Answers. He says the special allocation is one of the measures to increase access to tertiary education for Jamaicans. The HeartTrust NTA grant will add to the $2.8 billion the SLB is projected to receive for 2017-18. And Jamaica's first cashless system for schools has been officially launched as part of efforts to secure an efficient environment by removing cash transactions from school campuses and providing administrators with real-time financial reports. The system, to be administered by Alliance Payment Services, has completed a comprehensive and successful pilot at both Campion College and Immaculate Conception High School. Under the initiative, parents may add funds to their child's account while at the same time pay school-related bills online. The cashless system will be expanded to include Calabar High School and St. George's College. Aspects of the program will also facilitate electronic transactions at St. Peter and Paul Preparatory and St. Andrew Preparatory Schools. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Household expenditure survey. What kind of digging up people business thing this now?
No, ma'am, nothing like that. The Statistical Institute of Jamaica is collecting information on how Jamaicans spend in order to better help us understand the economy.
So, like, what kind of information do you want?
Information on things you spend on, like groceries, bills, clothing, even phone credit. It's all relevant, so save your receipts. And not to worry, your information will only be seen by us and treated confidentially. So remember now, save your receipts.
All right, more running away and me sooner next time.
A message from Statin.